With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Protests and social media are giving a lot of attention to President Trump's immigration policy, but WAFLA Director Dan Fazio says they've spent a lot of time on the phone with member workers and employers trying to ease their fears.
Absolutely. We've been getting calls and we've been making calls. We're looking for an executive order now on how the administration is going to deal with protecting jobs for American workers, and that's part of the immigration equation. And the president was very clear in stating that the immigration system needs to serve the economic needs of America, and we've got a program that can do that. It can help workers, and it can employ more workers, and it can help farmers produce food domestically and even export American produce.
Fazio says he's optimistic the new administration is on board.
It's no secret that jobs are the magnet for undocumented immigration, and so we've always contended, and I think the administration will agree with us, that if we make it easier for people to do it legally, it takes the pressure off of people trying to do it illegally. And I think they're on board with that. They want to turn off the spigot for undocumented immigration. And, you know, we expect to see that there'll be some advantages to growers who maybe will step up and use the E-Verify program. That's a concern.
Fazio says there's always concern, but he's confident a case can be made for making the H-2A program easier for workers to come into the U.S. legally and making it a user-friendly system that works for American employers. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.